You're listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night, with the Watchman, Dana Smith. Let the Watchman declare what he sees, Isaiah 21:6. This is Warn Radio, prophecy, news, segments, interviews, declaring warnings and repentance to the church, to America, and to the world. For the Lord Jesus Christ is coming, Messiah Yeshua, Son of God, Lord of Lords, and King of Kings. Watchmen, what of the night? 21:11, Isaiah. John 9:4, the night cometh when no man can work. Romans 13:12, the night is far spent. 1 Thessalonians 5:2, the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. 1 Thessalonians 5:5, we are not of the night nor of the darkness. Welcome to Warn Radio.
Controversy out there about the Catholic Church. I'm not going to go into that right now. I'm sure you're aware of what they are. I do not condone, however, pagan idolatry. I'll just put it like that. I don't care how well you dress it up, it's still paganism and it's idolatry. So, you can take it for what it's worth. Or not take it at all. Now, the other thing that's in the news a lot, and that is Obama. There's a lot of stuff coming out about this guy. We covered that last week. You know, of course, he was endorsed by Oprah, you know, and there's a lot of stuff that's interwoven in all this stuff, so it's kind of interesting to see what is going on. We got some other latest news in, and this comes to us from Vincent Xavier. He had a dream, and right now I don't have the thing with me, so I can't tell you the exact date, but it's recent. And in it, Bush was in his dream, that is, Vincent Xavier, there was a dream, and he woke up. And he had dreamed that Bush was in his war room with his cabinet, making preparations to invade, yeah, you guessed it, Iran. You know, I've said clear from, I don't know, from the friggin' beginning, you know, if we can make it through this second term without him causing too much damage, you know, we're going to be a lucky nation. This guy believes that he's God's man to make war on everybody and create hell with everybody. So I believe we've got Pat Holiday on the line, so hang on. We are still trying to connect. It takes a while for this stuff. Sometimes it takes, I don't know what's the matter with, sometimes this thing, like it goes on a brain freeze or something.
Suppose you're not in this.
Hello?
Hello.
Well, I'll tell you.
This is Pat Holiday.
Yes, I know. You know, I was trying to connect you, man. It takes forever. It's like waiting for X-Lax to work, I think. Sometimes these systems, I'll tell you, and I've done this, you know, for quite a while and on different systems, and these call-in programs like this and this whole network, they, you know, they can really get jammed up and weird things can happen. I'm glad to have you on. We were just talking about Vincent Xavier's dream, and he had dreamed that Bush was in his war room with his cabinet getting ready to finalize the plans for invading Iran.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we have talked about him invading Iran for I don't know how long. We always knew, we still know, that there is going to be that war. And, you know, Russia's going to be in the middle of it, just going to be a mess. And I always felt that, you know, if we could get through the last part of this, his, you know, particular little stint as president, would be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know, it's still not, you know, it's still not clear whether he's even going to make it out as president, because you know he passed those laws now, to where if something happens, he can effectively stay in office until the thing's over, can he? Have
yes,
you seen that
can.
Stuff?
Yeah, he signed an executive order on May 14th, and it just it says that in case of a disaster, that he will assume rulership of America, and that he will be over the Senate, the Congress, the courts, the Supreme Courts, the governorships, even all the way down to native governments. Now, when a president signs an executive order, if it isn't overturned by the Congress within 30 days, what will happen is it becomes the law of the land. So it is the law of the land.
Well, you know,
and so he can. You know, the other thing, Dana, is Hitler did the same thing just before he assumed the dictatorship.
Well, you know, he has ties to Hitler.
Yes, and the form of governments that they're putting together here is a Hitler type or a Nazi type form, you know.
Yeah, you wonder who actually sees it, you know. Nobody, you know, most of us who see it don't have the power to do anything, and, you know, they get up there and they don't do anything. Well, on this...
Well, people are still thinking in terms of Democrat and Republican. And they're all in the same bed, because if they weren't in the same bed, the Congress would have overturned that executive order. They're all in the same bed, and just recently, a whole string of Republicans resigned because I think that they don't want to be blamed when it explodes over here, personally.
Well, you know, as soon as we do that over there, you know, that this is going to happen here. And kind of inevitable. I mean, that's what it seems at times. And especially when we have someone like Bush up there that, you know, just he just doesn't listen to nothing, mm-hmm. to anybody, you know. I mean, he just don't, you know.
Well, he's a puppet. You he's know, under he control just... of the inside government, the New World Order.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, now in this session, we're also going to be talking about Oprah Winfrey, and we thought we would devote some time to that. We may not have the full 2 hours, but we've got a lot of other topics we can talk about. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's interesting to note that how close Oprah is bound up with Barack Obama, you know it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What do you think of that relationship?
Well, you know, it takes one to know one, and occultists are pretty well organized, and I think that it's the occult connection that glues them together, in addition to the black connection, but the problem is that Oprah is a billionaire. And she has a new Earth network in which she can expound her views. And she has all of these occultists to come on there. And she's leading all of her viewers, which are about 48 million, into occult witchcraft practices. Now, when I sent the email out recently and asked Christians to start praying about this, at that time, her popularity was 75%, and it has dropped down into the lower 50s. And so when Christians pray, things happen. The problem is to get them to understand the reality that we are losing our nation, losing our church, and that playtime Christianity is over. You see, when she, like one program, they called for all of their followers to turn out the lights for 2 hours and meditate. Well, you know what? They all obey that order. They do that. And so Christians say, so what? They're occultists. What's that got to do with us? Well, what it has to do with us as Christians is that power is transferred all over the United States and the world through willing vessels to let the demons come in and inhabit them. And prayer on the other side through witchcraft works just like prayer on our side works. The problem that we have is Christians don't pray anymore. And when you say pray about this, they don't get it. And they say, oh, yeah, I'll pray later. And then they just pray a little, lay me down to prayer, and don't think about it again. But you see, when the New Agers are informing their people to do things, they all do it. Whenever a Christian comes around and says, look, this is important, pray about it, they don't. They don't see the significance of it. But when you read in Elisha, in the second book of Kings, and you see where he's standing up on the mountaintop, a strange army has come to kill him as a man of God, and his servant says, oh, what are we going to do? There's more of them than there are with us. And he says, Father, open his eyes. And when he opened his eyes, then the servant said, no, there's more with us than there are with them. So there was more of God's angels with on our side or on Elijah's side than there are on their side. The problem is we don't use the power that God gives to us. We don't use the name of Jesus. We don't pray. All we want to do is get before some worldly Christian band, raise our hands and say, thank you, Jesus, praise the Lord, and sing and dance with sin in our life. And God ain't paying any attention to that, I'm sorry. He's just not going to pay attention to that. He pays attention to his believers that are living the faith and that are praying and using the weapons of their warfare. And if you don't know about your weapons, I do have a webpage, patholiday.com, with two L's in holiday, and you'll find a book up there on weapons of your warfare. You've got to get educated so that you can survive, so that you can meet the Lord. It's a dead, sleeping, playing church. That's what we're looking at, a fallen away people that only a few that are sitting in those falling away churches are going to come back. So Oprah and the occultists, they know their assignments, and they're obedient to the demons that are instructing them. If they're not obedient, the demons will come and punish them, and they'll beat them, and they know that. So when a demon tells Oprah, tell everybody to meditate at this hour, all of those people that are listening to her meditate at that hour.
Well, and you quoted that she had, and you quoted the person that said that. You want to give that of the spirit that she, the demon that she wanted to channel, or whoever that was?
She channels a spirit called Seth, S-E-T-H-E. And what Oprah said was, that whenever she channels that spirit, or whenever she's going to go on air, she calls that spirit forth to guide her and to anoint her for her programs. And the interesting thing about it is that she availed herself for demon possession to do a movie that she had hired a worldly director to do, and it was called Beloved. And in this movie, it's about people talking to the dead. And so she said, the world needs to know this. And so what she did is that she availed herself to a dead person named Margaret and invited her spirit to come into her. And, of course, when you invite a demon to come into you, it comes right in. And so what happens when that demon comes in, it takes possession of that person, total possession of that person. And so then what happens is the person is no longer in control of their life. You know, I have a book up on my web page called Solitary Satanist. And I wrote that book back in the 80s, before people in our nation was so aware of the occult things. And that young man was totally possessed when he came to us, and we were doing deliverance on him. And I heard in the spirit realm a voice crying, and it was saying, "Help me, help me." And so I took my ear and I followed the voice, and it was coming out of the young man's belly. And I said, "Who are you?" And that spirit said, "I'm Daniel, and they have me tied up down here." And he says, "I want to get free." So I command Daniel's human spirit to be loosed and bound all of the demons that had him bound in his stomach, and he was instantly set free. I'm telling you, this is real. I've been in the ministry for 33 years, and I know demons are real. I know that they take over human bodies, and I know that when a person asks for a demon or a dead person to come into their bodies, a demon impersonates the dead person and comes into that person's body. Because, you see, people don't loiter around on the earth after they die. The Bible says that when you die, you go to wherever you lived for. Jesus said the rich man went to Abraham's belly. And those were the captives in the Old Testament that was, they were awaiting for the blood of Jesus to be shed so he could lead them on into heaven, which he did. After he died, he went down into hell, and the Bible says he led the captives free. And then the Bible says that when he resurrected, the graves opened in Matthew, the last chapter, and all of these people appeared to people, and then Jesus led him to heaven, to the Father, to present the first fruits to the Father. But in that story, the rich man and the poor man, the rich man said, "Please let my brother, let me or my brother go and tell the people about this, because then they won't come to this place of hell." And Jesus says in those scriptures, if they won't believe the prophets, they won't believe you. And so the truth is, all of these testimonies of people resurrecting from the dead, coming back to this earth supposedly and telling their experiences going before some bright light, a lot of those things are just New Age experiences. There are some that have gone to hell, but very few. But the whole point is, as I'm telling you this, I'm telling you that the Word of God is true, and people need to go back to the basics of the Bible, and they need to study the Word of God, and they need to pray and ask the Lord to send them to real Christians who teach the King James Version of the Bible. And no matter what they think, those other versions are not the Word of God. They've taken out the deity of Jesus. They've taken out the blood of Jesus. They've taken out the reality of hell. All kinds of things written from the standpoint of man. And so when a preacher tells you to go get an NIV version of the Bible, what he's telling you is, "I'm not real, because that's what I teach out of." And if you know anything at all about the NIV version of the Bible, the Hebrew part of that Bible was translated by a Catholic nun, and her name escapes me at this moment, but that woman was a lesbian and went on all the talk shows promoting lesbianism after she translated the NIV version. And then what she did is, recently they updated the NIV version and they took all the gender references out, like he, she, determining differences in man and woman. And so God is a she to a lot of them now, really. And it's known as the homosexual Bible. So what I'm telling you is it's not the Word of God, and it will lead you off the pathway to God into all gods are equal. I'm telling you, Oprah Winfrey, this is a very dangerous situation that's going on in our country because she's so popular. And listen to her.
Look at when it comes up. It's coming up as we're going into major elections. It's coming up as we may going to war with Iran. You know, I mean, there's so many things that are happening right now. This is no coincidence that she started doing this, because in the midst of chaos and confusion is when these spirits and agents like to work. And so there's no doubt about it. Now, I think we have some time. There's no time frame that I can remember offhand about this Iranian thing. And from some of my black ops people, they tell me that the word is coming down for the fall. There has been an incursion into Iran by secret forces, black ops, already. And they're in under 100 of them, and they went in a couple months ago already. And these were ultra-top secret forces, went in to, you know, do what they do in there. And they're looking at, the other word is that they're looking at one major nuke in the United States by the end of this year. Now, you know, and they don't know where it's going to be, but if we get into it with Iran, there's going to be more than one. So now we have Oprah coming along, and, you know, you can get up there and you can preach all this stuff and look so nice and innocent and wonderful. And she does a lot of good things, you know. She is very benevolent. She gives a lot of stuff, you know. She just does a lot of good stuff. It's a typical angel of light, you know. I mean, she can definitely appear, you know, in enthralling and enchanting. And
well, do you know, Brother Dana, they tell you what they're going to do. And on her website, A New Earth Network, it says everything is free, and then her slogan is evolve or die. So they're telling you, look, you either get in this river or you're going to die. And so the truth of it is even though they're angels of light, they tell the truth about their movement, that they don't follow Jesus Christ. There are YouTubes up concerning Oprah openly denying that Jesus Christ is God. She said that she was born into the Baptist church. She said that one day a preacher said to her that God was a jealous God. And she said, that's when I decided that I could not believe in a God that was jealous of me. And, of course, God is not jealous of her. God is saying that you, my people, belong to me, and I am a jealous God over all of my people. And if they go after other gods, I am jealous about that because they belong to me. And retribution will come upon those that stray away from the living God. And it's really, really awful when someone has once served God and then they turn and serve another god. And so she's a woman that's in very, very much danger as I speak to you today. She's probably a woman whose little mama and daddy prayed for her as a child and believing for her to come into the kingdom. She's a woman that stands looking right into the face of hell. And so as Christians pray, you know, I don't teach them to pray in anger and hate for Oprah. I tell them that they need to pray for her soul. But at the same time, she has exposed millions of Christian brothers and sisters, plus the people that are in darkness, to eternal hell fires. And we have to pray for the souls of these people and ask God to supernaturally move and open and reveal what this is all about. Now, the Bible tells us that we are going to have a new world order and a new world money system and a new world religion. And as we are talking, those components have all been put together, and they're just waiting now for enforcement. The United Nations already has a document written by Gorbachev, Vice President Gore, and a man named Maurice Strong. And Maurice Strong and his wife are very powerful witches that live up in Colorado, New Age people.
He's got a big temple up here.
And that new charter, the first plank in it says that man is no higher than an animal. Now, what that is doing, it's sitting in the United Nations waiting for enough Antichrist senators to be elected so that they will pass it in, it only has to pass as a treaty in one chamber of our Senate. And when they pass it, then it becomes the law of America, superseding all of our constitutional amendments, all of the laws that have ever been written. So they've got the one world religion already waiting to go. All they need is a majority of these Obama and Hillary-type people elected into office, and there you have your new world religion. The money system, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, Bush signed an executive order, or the Congress passed a bill that gives the Federal Reserve Bank control and power over the entire banking system of our nation. There's your new world order money system already in effect.
Yeah.
And so anybody that sits back and they want to call Pat Holliday a kook, that's fine. If they want to call Brother Dana a kook, that's fine. But when it hits and they walk around in a state of confusion out on the street starving to death and they say, what happened? It's because they won't listen to the people that are trying to warn them. They won't listen.
You know, I can tell you, Sister Pat, and I've witnessed a lot of stuff these last several weeks right around here of people that we know. And when, you know, this is just going to be one aspect of it. You know, we're going to have plagues, we're going to have diseases, you know, and there are things that are coming in that most of the church, they get into these weekend churches and they couldn't pray themselves out of anything. They're going to die. And the hospitals aren't going to be able to help them because they're going to be, you know, waylaid. There's not going to be any room. And then if you believe the bird flu that's coming in, now, recently, the guy that created the first antivirus was given an award for it, bird flu, and this is a crock because there's no way that they have an antivirus to bird flu. He says he does. The CDC say they do, and they've stocked a bunch of doses, but this is nothing but nonsense. When this thing hits, there will be no antiviral drugs that will work. And this thing is going to be so bad, when this thing hits, It'll be like the worst case of flu you've ever had in your life, and then, you know, take that times 10. And it'll be so bad that you will have to be put in the hospital or some place because it's that that bad.
Well, they will isolate you from that, but they don't isolate you from AIDS. Have you ever thought about that?
We're going to take, when we come back, Pat, we'll come back in a couple of minutes. We'll continue. And we're with Pat Holliday, and you're listening to Warren Radio, and we're going to take a minute out for a couple of announcements.
The Asians walked across the land bridge from Russia to Alaska some 30,000 years ago. Today, we have a modern nation we call America. And truly, this country, this nation, has been blessed. And it has been raised up in the community of nations. It's powerful, strong, rich, and also one of the most decadent societies on Earth. There is coming a day called the D-Day for America. And in the book, D-Day for America, by Dana Smith, you will read of the biblical picture of Babylon, and you will be informed of the warnings of the prophets, and you will understand why the D-Day for America is coming to this land. I urge you to check it out today. Go to ddayforamerica.com. That's ddayforamerica.com. That's ddayforamerica.com. And if you'd like to order the book, just click Order Book in the nav bar, and that'll take you right to the page. You can also call in. Just check out all the information on ddayforamerica.com. Welcome. We want to thank you for listening. You know, here at the WIBR and Warren Radio news sites, we feature hot prophecy news, articles, offers, and more. And every Sunday, we send out emails. Now, these emails are very particular, because within these, you can get a lot of resources. Now, it contains hot prophecy news. We also include headlines. Headlines from our WIBR Warren Radio. And we also feature certain articles and commentaries, some by us, some by others. We also have special offers from our sponsors, information on the orphans and pastors in India. We also send out press releases, information on events, and other announcements not currently covered. For the most part, we send out a couple of emails a week, plus we send out holiday greetings as well. You know, here, we try to do a little bit more to help others and to warn. So I encourage you today, get in on the free hot prophecy updates that we offer. Just go to wingswatchman.org or ddayforamerica.com or warren-usa.com and find the Get Free Hot Prophecy Updates ad and click on it, go to them. This is Save Subscribe. That means we don't give it out, your name or information, to anybody, and you can unsubscribe at any time. So get your free Hot Prophecy Updates today.
Okay, we are back. We are with Dr. Pat Holliday, and we're talking about Oprah, New Age stuff, talking about a lot of important issues. And sometimes I think, you know, I don't know, it seems like today maybe it's our riches. You know, we have that deniability factor. You know, oh, yeah. She's so nice. You know, I mean, what's the big deal? You know, we're America. You know, we have all these religions. You know, we kind of explain it away. They don't see the devastation that you and I see. You know, yes. Now you quote in one of your articles, I think you did, Constance Cumby.
Right.
She had a contention about the New Age movement and everything, didn't she?
You know, Constance Cumby, God bless her, she opened the eyes of millions of people back in the 80s concerning the New Age movement. And when she wrote that, this is what she said in her book, The Rainbow, The Dangers of the Rainbow. She said, it is the contention of this writer, for the first time in history, there's a viable movement, the New Age movement, that truly meets all the scriptural requirements for the Antichrist and the political movement that will bring him on the world scene. She goes on to say, it is the further position of the writer that this most likely will be the great apostasy, the falling away, spoken by the Apostle Paul, and that the Antichrist appearance could be a very real event in our immediate future. Now, Constance Cumby, she's still alive. You can find her. Just Google Constance E. Cumby, C-U-M-B-E-Y, up on the computer, and you'll locate her. And she does do interviews, by the way, Brother Dana. I'm sure she'd come on your show. But the truth is that she has kept up with this, and she's read over 10,000 books. She says Javier Solana meets all of the requirements of the Antichrist.
Who does?
And
Solana, okay.
Yes, Solana. And she says that she believes that they're going to raise him up to be the head of the UEC. And, of course, Tony Blair is running for that position. But the interesting side note about Javier Solana and the UN, the UN guy, his name is Ban Moon, the new leader of the UN. And Javier Solana, Solana means sun. So there you've got a man from the old Roman Empire, so to speak, that's running to become the head of the world, a movement over in that part of the world. And then you've got a man named Moon on this part of the world. And since these people are occultists and witchcraft and astrologers and things like this, what you have is, I believe that names are significant. And, but the, just getting off of the subject just for 1 minute, on my webpage, I wrote a book called The New World Religion. And in that particular book, I talked about the demons that come up from out of the sea during the latter days. And the Bible in the book of Revelation talks very specifically that these demons will come up from out of the sea, and the chief demon being a demon called Abaddon, Apollyon, and this is the demon that's going to possess the Antichrist, and he comes up from out of the sea. And the Bible in Revelation 9:11 specifically says that he will possess the Antichrist and that the devil will give them his power to rule on this earth. And so the interesting thing is the sea over in that area is the Mediterranean Sea, actually. But in the second beast, the Revelation talks about the beast, the second beast, comes from the land, from the earth. And so there's spirits under the earth, there's spirits in the sea, and there's spirits in the heavenlies. And so the United Nations, I believe personally, that the false prophet is going to come out of that UN, and they've got the Earth's Charter already. But there were some interesting things that the Lord showed me about the UN. When you walk into the entrance of it, you'll see a great big tall three-story statue of the god Zeus, or also known as Jupiter. And that's the god that greets you when you come into the United Nations. And then over to the other side on the ground floor, you will see a meditation room in there. And that meditation room has the biggest black stone in it called Magnite. And when they set that Magnite stone for the altar to their meditation room, they set it before they poured the foundation so that the altar goes down into the earth. So in other words, the United Nations, that will revolve around the earth gods. And when they're in there doing their meditations, they believe that the earth god will come right out of the earth up onto that altar. And so these things, you see, are being put together as I talk to you, and they know it. They know their faith. They know what they're doing. Everything means something. Every little thing they do means something. If you watch the Pope and all the ritualisms all of the various little things that are going on with his visit here, every little movement means things to the insiders.
Well, let's talk about the Pope a minute here, as soon as you finish your thought, because I was just gonna...
I'm finished with it.
See, the thing of it is that, you know, as we're talking, you know, you find Bush going to war in Iran, you know, possibly. You know, you find Oprah suddenly coming in the news, you know, even more with this, you know, new religion of hers. And you have the Pope all of a sudden coming over here. You know, I mean, if we believe that there's symbolism in everything, you know, I mean, and they were taken, you know, wants everybody to come into the church. Well, you know as well as I do that the Catholic Church is, you know, before this Pope got in there, this other Pope was bowing down to witch doctors and everything around the world.
Well, this one does too.
You know, so these guys can say whatever they want to, but for crying out loud, they have joined forces with a lot of these other gods. So what think you about this, all this going on at this time? Is this just coincidence, you think?
No. Everything is scripted. He's going before the UN to speak a little bit later on today. But if you know New World Order sign language, you can see them flashing the New World Order signs. When he got off the plane before he came to the door, there's a man standing at the door with his fist clutched with his hand over his heart. And if you were to go up to Texie Mars' webpage and get Codex Magica, it shows you all of the various New World Order signs. And that particular sign is a bear's claw, the Masons call it. And they put their hand over their heart. We are one of you. We will die for this truth. And so what they're doing is they're getting ready to trigger the New World religion and to trigger the New World financial system and the New World government.
And what better way to do that on the heels of chaos from a war?
Yeah, out of chaos comes order. That's what they say.
Yeah.
And so with Bush signing that treaty that executive order that puts him ahead of everything in this country, according court systems, all the way down to the native governments, a lot of the prophets, underground prophets, are saying that they think something's going to happen in our nation concerning mass destruction. And I think that the time is very, very near, for things to really stop popping in America. Now, they have already started destroying the country with the weather. And the weather thing, I talk about that on my webpage on a book that I wrote called Angel in the Whirlwind.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the weather, because I had someone ask me the other day about it, and, you know, about the possibility of sicknesses by, jet stream, you know, and things like this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. So
let's
discuss this a little bit.
All right. There's a program that they have called HAARP, H-A-A-R-P.
Now, we know this for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. Just type that into your search engines and you can pull it up. And this HAARP is a program that Teller was the one that first came up with this, and this scientist, and it works on magnetic forces, and they can actually control weather. And so they've been using that. Russia has it and America has it. And so now, if you remember, whenever the thing happened over there in New Orleans, people, the dams over there didn't break until later on and flooded the place. But the people, hundreds of thousands of people, had to leave their homes over there. Most of them have never returned. Most of them, nobody knows where they are. But we do know that they couldn't get water and food when this happened. Most of them were out on the streets trying to find shelter, with the school buses parked there and the mayor not lifting a finger, the governor of the state not lifting a finger, with the Homeland Security in a state of confusion. It was just an absolute disaster. After everything was finished, most of those people have never returned to that area. And their houses are just being signed over to the government. And so anybody that can't see with their own eyes that things are already happening, we've had fires out in California. We've got a fire going on up in Colorado as I speak to you. We've had droughts. We had a drought down here where I live in Florida. From Atlanta going to four states because we all get our water from Atlanta Lake up there. And droughts, we've had rains, floods, we've had killer storms, you name it. All kinds of disasters happening every single day in our nation. And the church sleeps on, and they play on, and they dance, and they sing. And I'm telling you, time is so short. Anything could happen any day, any moment of the hour, because they're working. And our church is asleep. Our leadership, most of them are on that other side of the stream. Most of them, the television networks, if they think those are Christian networks, they're crazy. I mean, you know, when Ted Turner gives Pat Robertson the television station, the first one that he owns, and then everybody believes that's a Christian television nation, they're nuts. Whenever Seagram 7 Jewish man called Bronman gives PTL the land or owns the land where PTL was on, and they think that was a Christian television station, they're nuts. And when TBN has the symbol of the Rothschild family that they flash every time they come on the air, of the lion, of the unicorn, and of the satanic symbol right on the front of it, which is signifying to the people in the world, we are one of you, particularly the people on the inside, we are one of you. And you think those are Christian television stations, you're nuts. And you know, not long ago, the Lord showed me the way that they have gotten the minds of the people are through those television stations.
Yeah,
they show one thing, and then subliminally, what are you getting in your mind? They could be saying, Jesus Christ is the devil, don't follow him. They could be showing you satanic rituals, anything. But I just know one thing. I've seen the nation absolutely transform in the last 20 years to an outright open satanic nation. And they got it off the televisions, and they got it off the radios, and they got it from their leaders. When you see leaders like Focus on the Family, like others, TBN, 700 Club, all of them supporting Harry Potter books and saying there's nothing wrong, it won't hurt kids to read those books. Well, it's the whole course. It'll take your little 8-year-old all the way through school till he's in his teens learning Satan rituals and witchcraft. And all the little kids out there doing witchcraft. And the same thing, sending them to see the Chronicles of Narnia. This is no longer a Christian nation. And the people are following the blind. And the Bible says if the blind follow the blind, they'll both fall into the ditch. We are living in America Satanica. And if you don't seek Jesus with all of your heart and get that King James Version, if you can find one, because a lot of the Christian bookstores no longer carry it, and start asking Jesus to lead you so you can get back into the kingdom, I'm here to tell you, we are not going to have many people going to the throne of Christ. We are losing our generation. We're losing the old people to the old age homes, and we're losing the young people to witchcraft. That's really the picture. And Oprah is just a little drop in the bucket.
Well, you know, now that you've cheered us up, you know, the thing of it is, folks, you have to understand that we deal with this a lot. And, you know, I have people that write me, and maybe you can help me answer this. You know, and people that are suffering from, this one particular person was suffering from certain remedies or maladies of depression and various things. And she's a Christian, and she has a hard time. She wants to know, you know, if there's going to be a pre-trib rapture. And so she says, I really hope there's going to be. Because that's what she hopes in. And, of course, we don't take a stand on the pre-trib. I have Pat Holiday, Patty Heron on, and he's a pre-tribber. And I have a number of these guys on, and I have some of their stuff on, but we don't endorse any of these. We just warn and we tell people they need to seek the Lord.
Yes.
Now, if this thing didn't happen, if we were going to give comfort, you know, what would you say to these people? Because, you know, as well as I do, when this stuff happens, there are going to be pastors in the churches wondering where God went.
Well, there's going to be people sitting in the churches wondering why they can't get food that's believed all of these New Age preachers that teach them to follow God for things, too. But the whole point is that with the things that I just described to you, with the weather patterns and with the New World Order getting into position to take their place, with missing bombs that were flown across the country and nobody seems to know where those bombs are, with the world situation as I'm looking at it, whether there's going to be a rapture or not, we could be out of here tomorrow. Today, in the next 5 minutes, with what's going on in the world today. And the Bible doesn't give anybody a promise of tomorrow. The Bible says sufficient is the evil of the day that we live in. And so they need to prepare just as if the next 5 seconds from now that they're going to be standing in heaven before the throne of Jesus. To sit back and just believe that you're going to be raptured out, that whether it's pre-trib, mid-trib, or the end of the trib, is insignificant. What you have to do is you have to prepare your soul just like the next minute you might be before the throne, because that's the reality of what we're looking at. If Jesus comes and raptures you out before all of this stuff happens, great. If he doesn't, you've got to be prepared for whatever is ahead of you. You know, Brother Dana, communism, over 100 million people have died since they went over in 1817 and took over Russia, the communists. Now, the Christians that were left went underground. And I had a friend back in the 80s, before the Iron Curtain fell, and she went to Russia. And so she was taken by some people all around to the visible Russian churches. And they were taking communion. They were singing lovely songs like we heard today when the Pope made visit. Christian songs praising the Lord, the whole nine yards. Meantime, the gulags were filled with Christians. And priests that remained visible were government agents. And so she said one night at midnight, those people came to her hotel, took her out, put her in the car, and rode around and around for hours in the streets of Russia. And finally, they took her to the graveyard. And she said, "Oh, my God, I'm going to die, you know." They took her into the center of the graveyard to a mosque. Not a mosque, but, you know, I don't know, mausoleum. And they took her inside. It was all dark. And when they got inside, they lit up the candles, and there was the underground church. So she ministered, prayed with them, and she said God did things there just like he does in real churches. Afterwards, they put her back. They left. They blew their candles out and left two by two. Afterwards, she said they drove her around the city for a while, and when the daytime came, they took her back to the hotel. But she asked them, she said, "Why did you take me to the cemetery?" They said, "That's where the real Christians meet." Said, "In Russia, if you are shown making a decision for Jesus," said, "they will kill you. If you are shown feeding someone that's made a decision for Jesus, they will X you out of the system and put you in the gulag." And so anybody that in America that's lived this plush American life for the last years, and they think that just because they're Americans, they are immune, I've got news for you. You're not. Now, some of the persecuted Christians in some of the persecuted countries were telling evangelists back in the 80s, "We're praying for persecution to come to America so that we can get out of here," so we're persecuted. And so persecution has already started in the world. It just hasn't arrived over here yet. But with some of the things that we have talked about and others are talking about, it's on its way. Prepare now while there is light, the Lord said. Work.
Hey, with that, we're going to close off this segment. You're listening to Warren Radio, Into the Night. And that was Dr. Pat Holliday with me, the Watchman, Dana Smith. And we'll bring you the second segment next week on Warren Radio. We meet every Friday this time. And about, depending on which this segment is, it actually airs a couple of different times on American Voice Radio. You can also get a lot of our audio archives and everything on our websites. If you haven't been there, I encourage you to visit wingswatchman.org, ddayforamerica.com, and warren-usa.com. My name is Dana Smith. I'm the Watchman. We're bringing you a series that includes New Age teachings. What are they? How to defend against them? What are the spirits behind them? Some major personalities that are in this, and the coming deception and delusion that's here, persecution that's in the world already for many of the believers in Christ. This is an important subject. We're coming up to part two next week, so we'll see you then. Shalom. You are listening to Warn Radio, Into the Night. We broadcast a couple of times a week. You are listening to this broadcast, and it is broadcast to you from the WIBR Warren Radio and Online Ministries. This is the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. the Watchman Alert Radio Network. You can get a hold of us at P.O. Box 280, Mills, Wyoming 82644. Don't forget to check out our websites, wingswatchman.org, bday4, that's F-O-R, America.com, warn-usa.com. Remember, in everything that we do, we offer a lot of things. Almost everything on the sites are free. And you can get free audios, archives, downloads. You can read the articles for free and many other things. So check out the WIBR Warn Radio websites today.